everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Brief Talk Podcast. You have a thong show, but not just any thong show. It's an international thong show. We have thongers from 3 different countries around the globe. And they're not just the Western Hemisphere. It's Southern too, North and South. You guys came through on Patreon, so we'll have a thong show a month starting this month, which will be March by the time this comes out. And we will have one every month going forward. Thank you all. So let me introduce you to the guys on the show. We have Chris. Welcome, Chris.
Hello, everybody.
He is coming from Chicago, the Windy City. We have someone you haven't heard on the podcast, but it is coming. It may be out before this. I don't know my dates. It is Yes Coach. Welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. How are we doing, everybody?
Good. Glad to have you. And someone you have heard on the podcast. I got everyone telling me about his accent. It is Ozzy Thongbro.
G'day. Good to be here again.
They ate your accent up. I'm just telling
Thank
you.
Thank you.
And then I wanted to start the podcast by going through, how each of the countries views thong, specifically for men. And, on the beach, is it something your country welcomes, or is it something, that's kind of, guys shouldn't be wearing thongs? We'll start with Ozzy Thongbro. How is your thong adventure down under?
Yeah, so I was reflecting on your question, and I think it's really a regional kind of answer in Australia. I've chatted with a lot of guys around the country in different parts, and I think the attitudes depend a lot, probably not dissimilar to the US, like on the area that you live. So I live in Sydney, and I think it's a pretty emerging thong culture here, and we tend to be fairly laid back. So you might go to a nude beach or a gay beach and see a lot of thongs, but on sort of the regular beaches, you'll see way fewer guys wearing thongs, maybe even no one. But I've sort of started to do it, and like, it's pretty well accepted. Like, it's not real. No one really bats an eyelid. But I've heard stories of guys living, say, in the Gold Coast or other parts of Australia where it's a bit more conservative, and they've received sort of negative feedback when they're trying to wear a thong on the beach.
Ah, nice. Because you're very known for your swim briefs and being on the beach. So it's interesting to hear about thongs.
Yeah, and I think I actually hadn't realized that Speedos are a specifically Australian thing, but everyone's wearing, swim briefs everywhere around the country. So I suppose thongs are just, I don't know, like slightly less fabric in the same direction. Yes. So we're probably already heading in the right direction there. And a lot of women wear them, which I'm not sure what that's like in other countries, but that kind of paves the way as well.
Nice.
Yeah, if I could add from a... Obviously, most people think New Zealand and Australia are the same country. I can assure you we're the same countries.
Yes.
And unlike Australia, we don't have that same Speedo culture ingrained in New Zealand. It's not, don't get me wrong, there are Speedos, but it's not like when you go to a beach in Australia and every single or like 90% of dudes are wearing them.
Yeah, I think most people here think, oh, they're right next to each other. They're so close to each other.
Yeah,
no, yeah, they're the same.
We're 3.5 hours away from each other.
Yeah, but up here we think, oh, they're just they're just running together.
Yeah.
So,
which to be fair, in Australia, a 3.5 hour flight is just down the road. So,
that is true.
The next closest place to go to fly to from New Zealand is probably Hawaii, which is 9 hours away.
Oh, that's not too bad. That's better than I thought. I usually think it's like way away, but yeah.
The general idea is that it sort of takes 24 hours to leave this country. That's whether you're going to the US or Europe, it always just takes 24 hours.
Oh yeah, I've heard stories, trust me. And Chris, what about here in the States? So I know you're an avid thonger. What has been your journey here wearing thongs? I know Hollywood Beach is popular, and there's a lot of other places you've gone thonging. So what's the general consensus?
So it really depends. It's a mixed bag. Like if you go to just a regular everyday beach somewhere in some podunk state somewhere, you're going to find that most guys are wearing what I call dork shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else called board shorts.
Sounds like my state.
Or the like down to your knees, you know, cover everything in humanly possible shorts. But I would say in the last couple of years, the beaches, at least Hollywood Beach, the gay beach in Chicago, and others have been more and more accepting and welcoming of guys in thongs. And you see more and more out there. Every year I go out there and there's just more and more guys who are wearing them. A lot of the nude beaches are very accepting. Other than that, it's like you, aside from the gay beaches and the nude beaches, you rarely see guys even wearing swim briefs. So
mm-hmm.
the fact that the thongs are starting to take off is kind of amazing.
Yeah.
I will say here in New Zealand, that is the case as well at regular, you know, quite regular straight beaches. Except I was thinking about this, and they're off. If I think about, you know, the last, I don't know, 20 years of beach going, there's often at those straight beaches, like one older dude in a thong. Do you guys have this experience? Like just a single guy, maybe he's in his 60s, you know, like sunbathing on the rocks or something. Does this happen anywhere else in the world?
We definitely have that as well.
We usually have the old guy in the swim brief. So it's usually sometimes you have that here. I haven't seen many in a thong do it, though.
I mean, at Hollywood Beach, the old guy in the thong is actually wearing a very skimpy G-string, and it usually comes off while he's in his little area with his little umbrella hiding himself from the lifeguard.
Yeah.
I see. That's how it goes.
Yeah, he has a whole big, like, setup. He has the big, like, umbrella tent thing, and then he has, like, this tent-like fencing that he puts around him, like a little moat, that way people can't see him when he's laying down. It's quite a production.
Yeah, that's not too dissimilar to... So yesterday, I was at a... I'm going to call it a gay-friendly beach. It's not a gay beach, though. And there was one older dude in a thong. And I noticed curiously that when he got up to go for a swim in the water, then he put, like, a black Speedo over the top for, like, modesty, which I'd never... I've only ever seen people commit to thongs or not commit to them before. I've never seen anyone go halfway and put on a modesty Speedo.
Maybe he wanted the tan lines, but didn't want to wear it in the water.
Yeah.
I have heard that people wanting to have the thong tan as well as the Speedo tan. So maybe he was trying to achieve both.
That's odd. Because you usually commit to one or the other. It's either the
Speedo tan lines. Oh, it's fresh.
Or the other, or unless you switch like mid-season, so you see your Speedo tan fading.
I definitely find you have to decide at the start of the summer which tan line you want to have by the end of the summer, and you have to stick to your guns throughout the entire time.
I think it's graduated. Yeah. Like it's.
I have to decide the summer before because I still have tan lines from last year.
Oh, you're lucky.
So I will start the summer with them. Just crazy.
That is mine fade too fast. I don't even have that problem. It's like, oh, 2 months later, it's like, okay, no more tan line, thanks. They fade too fast.
I will say, having converted a Speedo tan line into a thong tan line one summer, it's a lot of effort. I would not recommend trying to rejig which way you're gonna go.
But on the same note, I would definitely recommend getting a thong tan. Because from 100%. no tan to a thong tan last summer, and yeah, game changer.
Yeah, totally.
I think the thong tan sticks out more than the Speedo tan. Because it's like, wait a minute.
Aussie thong bro, this would be an interesting question for you. What do you think is so appealing about the thong tan line?
So I've thought a lot about this, a good question. and I think it's simply the shape. So it highlights like the shape of your butt nicely. I guess whereas a Speedo tan line doesn't really do much for the contours.
Yeah.
The thong tan line absolutely makes your butt. It's almost that sort of drag race style contouring. Like contouring.
Yeah. And there is also something innately sexual about it as well, right? Like you see someone with a thong tan line and there's just something I don't know. I don't know what you guys think about this. Whenever I see one on somebody else, it's always like, oh, hey, you're obviously a sexually liberated person.
I think there's something in that, that you've had to be bold to specifically, you know, wear a thong out in public, presumably. Exactly. So, yeah, I think it does say something to that effect.
It definitely says that you've got the confidence to do it again and again and again. You know, you don't get a thong timeline from one day. It's a gradual.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless you do it wrong and you go burn and then it turns into a tan.
I did see someone burn just recently in a thong and they were red except for the I was just like, that just looks bad. I don't think I could burn my ass and then have to sit or do anything. No, that's horrible.
That's what we call a thong tan malfunction.
That is definitely. And what's your opinion on the tan, Chris?
What's my opinion on it?
Why do you like the thong tan line much better than the swim brief?
Well, partially because I don't really wear the swim brief very often. So, and like when I'm wearing underwear, it's a thong anyway. So I don't really want to see white cheeks with the thong on. That just isn't appealing to me.
True. Very true. I'm a fan of tan lines either way, but you know.
Do any of you guys struggle with the fact that when you're trying to cultivate a thong tan line, but you're wearing different thongs to the beach, it ends up, you don't get that beautiful, perfect line. It ends up kind of blurry. That's definitely what I've got this year. I've probably got 50 thongs in my drawer, and I've worn a lot of them on the beach, and I just have a very kind of blurred thong tan line.
I see. I only wear the exact same, like Joe Sina JS03, whatever color. But smart. Yeah, to avoid that.
Yeah, I have a friend who has a very distinct Speedo tan line, but he only wears the Ergowear swim briefs whenever he goes out. That's the only thing he wears. So the tan line is just perfect.
Yeah, so, like cut like a knife, right?
Yeah. He is, and I think others do that where they wear the exact same one out when they tan, so they keep it super crisp.
I
can't really do that because, like, I go to the two like thong weekends here in the States in the summer, so I'm out in the sun all day and I'm changing constantly. There's no way I could just wear the same style.
Yeah, I feel like I've spent too much money on thongs to have them not be out there in the open. So every day I'm just like, have I worn this one this summer yet?
So that,
I think that's, you know.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think that's fair. And on the contrary, I think it's possible to have too sharp a thong tan. And point in case, I actually tried to do a fake tan thong tan line once, and it was, I would not recommend it, guys, at all. I'll say that it was a little bit too sharp.
Did it just look
are some services that will spray it on.
Yeah.
I love that. And that sounds like one of the cool things you get to do in the US that no one's thought of here yet. But it was a home job, and
we need to be exporting spray tan down under. Come on, there's a totally opportunity.
I think there's a place you can go in Mexico that will actually like apply the tape to you and then let you lay there so you can tan while they like spray you with oil and stuff. I think I've seen it on Instagram. I don't remember what the page was called though. It's very amazing. Interesting, though, but, like, you get the crispest tan lines because they're taping it down.
That's commitment to a tan line.
Yeah.
That is a major commitment.
Yeah, I'll just wear what I wear, and whatever tan line I get, it's what I get.
Yeah, it's
a thong. Well, you know. But Chris brought up an interesting thing a minute ago, that we have thonger weekends here, where thongers get together, and, you know, we have Palm Springs and Fort Lauderdale. Is that where they
are? Yeah, Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
Sunsplash
twice a year, and they get together and go to the beach and hang out and swap thongs. Is that something you think Australia would be open to at some point?
So I just said, this is, again, like, just one of the things I love about the US. You just have the scale for different interests to really have a critical mass. And I think sort of the challenge in Australia is that, you know, we have a much smaller scale. And I think that, like, I wouldn't say no to seeing that take place here, but I think I just look at sort of the gay cruises. They've done a couple here in Australia, but it's just like a much smaller group of people. So I think if it happens here, it was probably more of a niche sort of thing and probably a smaller number. But I think we're probably getting to this stage of having a critical mass of people who will be interested in it.
Well, I could see.
The Palm Springs event gets probably 60 to 80 guys over the weekend.
Wow.
And they come from all over the world. There is one guy who flies in every year from New Zealand.
Wow. Cool.
He is a flight attendant, so he probably flies for very cheap.
Yeah.
But he does come every year. We get people from like Japan and all across Europe, a lot of people from Mexico.
I feel like if you tried to host a Thonger weekend at a public space in New Zealand, you'd get 6 people turning up. Can you talk about critical mass in Australia? We have 5 million people in this country.
you guys are a lot more conservative than New Zealand too. Yeah,
definitely.
So that would be, you like, what are you people doing over there in your thongs? No, the children.
It's actually really interesting whenever there are 2 main beaches here in Auckland that I go to, and one of them it's a nude beach, but nude beaches are kind of de facto gay beaches often, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I will see maybe 1 or 2 other guys in thongs there, but I always, it's the only place I feel overdressed because everyone else is naked. And actually last month I was in Sydney with Aussie Thongbo and we went to a nude beach together. And what do you reckon? I reckon we saw 15 to 20 guys that day. Don't you reckon? In Thong.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really, I was really heartened by just how many guys were publicly flaunting it. It was fantastic. I felt really comfortable.
I think this could have a Thongers weekend.
And I was just going to say, I think there's also crossover. I recall when we had World Pride here last year, the weekend after the parties, it was the Monday after the parties, we went to Obelisk, which is one of the big nude beaches here, a de facto gay beach. And there was a bear convention there, and a lot of those guys were wearing thongs. So it was kind of like the beach was absolutely packed. So I think if there was a kind of broader group like that, it could really fly.
Yeah, like speaking of that World Pride, which was literally this time last year, I was over as well, and there was a beach party on Bondi Beach. And I started in a Speedo, and about 2 hours in, changed into a thong, and I felt super comfortable there. I don't know if you're at that one, Aussie Thongbro. But again, it was like 5,000 gay guys on a grassy knoll at the beach, so... There was a lot of other things going on. I don't think anyone was really looking at me.
I'm shocked that happened in a gay party. Oh my god,
that's good to know because I was absolutely there, and that party's on Saturday, so maybe I'll put the thong underneath that.
this is often what I do whenever I go to a public but gay or gay friendly event. I'll normally start off in a speedo, and then I'll just wait for my comfort levels to rise up. And as soon as, if I see, I don't like being the first one in a thong, but if I see someone else in one, something, I have this urge inside me, it's like, oh, I need to put mine on too.
See, that's very interesting because I know we have people who here who don't care and will wear it to, you know, whatever gay event, whatever thong friendly beaches. There's like here, because I picture Chris like that because he is like the thong ambassador, I think, of Chicago, because you always have extra thongs, you always have, you know, a lot of stuff going on. So Chris is always like the one, here, try this. So
yeah,
he's our goodwill ambassador for thongs.
I love that. I've
gotten a few guys on the beach to try one on. I just like, here, try this.
That's so cool. I think that's really about inspiring the confidence in others. Like, we've all got it within us. It's just, yeah, I love that.
Totally.
So have you guys, since you're all avid thongers and post pictures in your thongs, Have you heard from guys in your country saying how much you inspired them, or they've tried bongs in your country or anywhere, as a matter of fact? Chris, we'll start with you because, you know, you're the Goodwill ambassador.
I mean, I get messages all the time from around the world, really. So, yeah.
Nice.
They're often, like, asking where I got certain things and that kind of stuff. And I kind of just point them in the direction of, like, here's the website or here's what I would recommend, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I get that, too, in real life on the nude beach I was talking about before, often. Like, I would say every time I go there, at least one person will come up to me and ask me where my thong is from.
Nice. Have you had anyone online do it either? Because I know you're one of the few New Zealanders I've seen post in thongs. Because it's usually either
differently, but I don't think from anyone from within New Zealand, really. Whenever anyone reaches out online, they're normally from somewhere else.
Okay. What about you, Aussie Thong Bro? Have you had
much the same here? In that I often get guys reaching out and asking questions about the thongs, but also sometimes, and this is like honestly my favorite thing about doing Aussie Thong Bro, is people saying, or you know, guys in Australia saying, like, thank you for inspiring me to be more comfortable in kind of experimenting and sort of being myself. So that just, yeah, warms my heart. Yeah, so definitely get that happening from time to time.
Yeah, like okay. It definitely does take a lot, particularly the first time, to go out there. You're literally putting your entire body on show, and there's a self-consciousness as well, particularly in the beginning. Like, I don't have this anymore because I don't care anymore, but definitely in the beginning, you know, 4 or 5 years ago when I started wearing thongs in public, I would constantly be thinking, is someone going to come up to me? Will someone say something, you know? Am I going to have a mother offended for her children? You know, whatever.
Well, don't come to the South. It's always the children. The children. What will they think?
And no, what's an interesting contrast to that, and I think this is quite similar in Australia, but in the last, I would say, 5 years, thongs for women on the beach have almost become the main swimwear that you see. Again, if I think, I'm trying to think, before the pandemic, I don't think they were super popular. Something happened around 2020, and now any beach that you go on, I would say at least 50% of women will be wearing thong bikinis.
I feel like in Australia, that's always been a thing. Like, I have two older sisters, and I remember even like 20 years ago, they'd be wearing thongs, thong bikinis. Yeah. But yeah, I think it's definitely really widespread.
It's more recent here for sure.
Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a double standard in the States that,
oh, yeah,
like, women can wear what they want, but then, oh my God, if a man shows his thigh, it's like, run for the hills. The children are being molested. It's, you know, it's ridiculous.
it's always the damn children.
Isn't it interesting that women's bodies are scrutinized so much more than ours in every other part of society? Maybe the women deserve this one. I don't know. Maybe they deserve a little bit of freedom that we don't get in every other part of our lives.
Well, the problem too is most men would love to be objectified.
Yeah, totally.
That's the thing. Get the attention from men, women, whoever you're after. They would love it. They don't care. But society's like, no, you cannot objectify a man or make him feel sexy or, you know, no, that's not manly. So, yeah.
Or in certain domains it is. Like, I used to compete in bodybuilding, and that's, I think, one of the areas that it's, you know, acceptable talking marks for men to be objectified.
Yeah. That is true. Because as long as I can remember bodybuilding, you've always been in the skimpy posers, which are
thongs.
Super skimpy. And now they're thongs. Now they can do thongs. Because I remember once they were like, oh, you can't wear a thong on stage. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, you can wear a thong on stage. And I'm like, it's practically a thong already.
Yeah.
What do you mean you can't have a thong?
I forgot about that. Yeah, the full cut poses. It's an American thing. Like, we've like long had thongs as bodybuilding trunks in Australia. But yeah, I forgot that there was an issue with that then.
Oh, yeah. Because I remember that. It was just like, oh, no, you'll get disqualified if you wear a thong on stage. No. And I'm like, it's already like, you know, three quarters of a thong already. I mean, what's the other fourth going to do?
I'm interested on this gender issue, guys, if you want to talk about it a little bit more, about what is it exactly about a man in a thong that is so societally unacceptable? Is it because thongs are seen as a feminine item? What do you guys think?
Yes, I think thongs are perceived to be, you know, you shouldn't have anything riding up. You have a wedgie all day, and it's for women. It's not for men. It's not masculine. That's a big part of it, I think.
And what about the thong do you think is not, because I don't understand this, but what do you think people perceive to be not masculine about a thong?
So my take on it is that, like, a thong really highlights your butt. And I think the only guys, like, that you'll tend to see who train their butts in the gym are either usually gay guys or really serious about their training. There's so many straight guys who don't even train their butt. And it's just like, it's quite shocking to me. So I think that's sort of part of it as well, that it's just an area of like the male body that men or society doesn't expect men or want men to draw attention to, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the U.S., most men don't train any muscle below the waist.
Right.
That's true. They do skip leg day.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I don't know that, like, it's a feminine thing. I think part of it is, and I sort of see the point here, like, the thong does put your package, your bulge, on display a lot more than anything else does.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see them, you know, not wanting to have that just all in your face all the time.
Yeah. Do we just think it's bulge quite confronting to people?
Right.
It can be. They just, again, it goes back to the whole, oh my God, if you even see it, because I know in the States here, when they show a guy in anything underwear, you can't have a bulge or, oh my God, what are you doing to our children? It's like, oh my God.
Yeah. And you even see that filter right down to, like, Instagram's community guidelines. You know, Instagram really doesn't like bulges. I don't know what your experiences are, Ozzy Longbird, with this, but a lot of the times I've posted anything particularly bulgy, within a minute or two, I've violated a community guideline.
Yeah. That's so interesting.
What are you going to say to Chris?
No, that's absolutely true. And they do target the bulge. Like, a man can have a penis as long as he keeps it away and no one knows about it.
Yeah,
show it. No visible penis line. No, you know, anything. Because if you look at Facebook, one of the things they've done, and a friend of mine told me, and I've noticed this, if the hands are anywhere near the hips, it'll get flagged and taken down.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, the algorithm is seeing those, the hand placement and flagging.
Think it's like his hands are on his crotch or something. It's like, no, his hands are just on his head. So you have to have your hands out or up. So it's just stupid that they do this algorithm and go, oh no. But what, when you go look at the Kardashians or, you know, some of the women's brands, they're showing, like, almost full nipple, you know, ass out, everything. And that's totally fine. Because if you even try to report it, they're like, this does not violate our standards.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Like, I don't think I'll ever understand the Instagram community guidelines. Because same with bulges, is you're not allowed to. I've had one picture. The only picture I've had removed on this account was, like, a bulge one. That was pretty low key, but you see accounts with, like, hundreds of thousands of followers that all they have is focus on their bulge. So it's like, I've kind of stopped trying to understand the logic in it.
There definitely seems to be different community standards for different creators, I've found. I don't know what your opinion is on that, guys, but if you're a high profile creator, you seem to have a lot more leeway in what you're allowed to get away with. And if you're someone like myself, who doesn't have a huge following, I often find that I get caught up in the community guidelines really quickly and easily.
Yeah,
agreed.
One thing to note too, a lot of the people they have reviewing this live in, you know, countries where, you know, women basically have no rights. So that's added in there too. So they have people reviewing it who are strictly religious and go, oh, nope. So that's another issue with it, too, when it goes to review.
Yeah, and I think as well, like the way I've kind of come to understand it is I think they take a risk-based approach. So I think if they're thinking from the standpoint of revenue generation and there's creators with hundreds of thousands of followers, that would be a high risk to their business of blocking them. But I think they're trying to pick up, I suppose, risk patterns in accounts that don't really matter to them from a revenue standpoint, which are our smaller accounts, and fiercely enforce those. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. That's my take on it.
No, and you'll definitely notice if someone with, say, 200,000 followers complains to their audience about something being taken down, it's always rectified really quickly because obviously the social networks behind this are like, oh shit, this is bad PR for us. This is 200,000 people that are seeing, you know, because, you know, you'll often find them use words like homophobic against Instagram and that sort of thing. And those sort of things seem to be rectified very quickly if you've got a big audience.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've noticed that. And even if it's a bigger brand, because they go on and advertise a lot, that they have someone they can call up and be like, hey, you know, what's going on here? What's up with our picture? Mm-hmm. And they can get it restored quicker than the average because they're spending, you know, you could think of the different brands that spend probably thousands a month on Instagram ads. Because, you know, when you look at like Charlie and those others that come up in my ads all the time,
you know,
they never have pictures taken down.
So. No, and if I look at the things that I've posted, I really like Charlie by MZ as a brand. But if I look at what I've posted versus what Charlie gets away with, I'm like, this is Charlie's stuff is always more explicit. It's bulgier than anything that I'm putting out there.
Exactly. And that just, they have someone to contact because anytime you get something removed, you have to send it to that bottomless pit known as just reply to it. And it's like, oh, that doesn't redo our standards. We'll restore it. And then the next day, because I had a picture I drew that only showed half of an ass, didn't even show the whole thing. It was the top. And they're like, oh, we restored it. You're good. And the next day it's like, we reviewed this again. You're not good and you can't appeal it this time. And I'm like, seriously? I was like, it didn't even look real. I'm like, I'm not that great of an artist to make it look that real.
Maybe you're better than you think.
I guess. But I was like, give me a break. Yeah, it's crazy. Let me just tell you. So let me ask, this is a good question for you guys. What is, you know, in your countries, you mentioned the beaches and stuff where it's thong friendly. What are the specific areas that you know are thong friendly? So like what beaches, anywhere? Because I know Chris can back me up on this in the States. We have like Hollywood Beach up there in Chicago.
Yep.
Black's Beach is pretty good.
Yep.
In San Diego. Fort Lauderdale, somewhat. And Hollover in Miami.
Yep.
Any others that I'm missing?
There's a few other beaches in Florida itself that are fine and they're okay with it. I know there's like a couple of places in New York.
Okay.
That are okay. Trying to think of like any of the nude beaches are going to be fine. But
no, a lot of the hotels in Vegas now don't really care.
Yeah, I'm starting to see that too.
Because I've had more like and more
Palm people. Springs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Palm nowhere Springs. Nowhere cares in Palm Springs. But I don't know anywhere else really.
That sounds about right.
I think there was that Hippie Hollow in
Austin.
Is it in Austin?
Yeah, or it's right outside Austin. Yeah.
I think that's also like accepting and welcoming.
Yeah, that's pretty much nude also. So, you know, if you're welcome nude, you're good.
Yeah, I would say that's the rule that I'd apply here in New Zealand is because we do have a lot of nude beaches here and they're almost like my safe zone where I feel like I don't even have to think about it. So I often just go to those so I don't have to think, oh, is the thong going to be okay or not okay? But here in Auckland, there is one inner city beach. It's called Ladies Bay. It's about 20 minutes out of downtown Auckland. That's where I go most of the time. And there are a couple of other ones, like the one I was at yesterday is called Mini Ha Ha Beach. It's on the North Shore. That's a a mixed beach, but it is a very, it's a quite a young, liberal, fit crowd. So I've never had any qualms about there either. I'm trying to think of outside of Auckland, which is obviously a big city, big in New Zealand standards, be at 1.7 million people here. The rest of the country is a lot more conservative than Auckland, I will say that. And I wouldn't feel super comfortable. Although, during the Christmas holidays that have just been, I was on a beach near my family's house at the top of the South Island. And I didn't know anybody there, and I put my thong on, and there wasn't even another guy in a Speedo there, and I was just like, you know what, I just don't care. No one said anything. Whether anyone was looking or not, I don't know, but it doesn't really matter to me. So that was I wonder sometimes if when we think about, is it okay or not, if it's just in our heads. But I think in the US, people are more likely to say things when they're uncomfortable, whereas this is one similarity between New Zealand and Australia, is that when we're uncomfortable, we just kind of look away in that kind of very stiff upper lip kind of way.
You don't have the Karen going asking to speak to the manager. Yeah.
We don't have a lot of Karen manager, no.
Good for you. I need to meet there. Or Australia.
Yeah, people do by and large just kind of leave each other alone in New Zealand, which is something. It makes up for the lack of critical mass of thongers, I guess.
Yeah, true. And what about you, Aussie thong, bro? Where have you thonged in Australia? Or have you heard other places around the country?
Yeah, so mostly I can only speak for Sydney because I only really started to get into thongs and beach culture since I lived here. There's a few really great beaches, also nude beaches, in a city. So Obelisk on the North Shore, La Perouse on the south side, where I went to with Yes Coach last month. And there's actually another really awesome one called Werong down in the Royal National Park. It's an hour's drive south of Sydney. And that's a beautiful hike. And I guess it's a nude beach as well, but popular with thongers. As far as the rest of the country goes, I think it's a sort of test and see. So I was a bit cheeky. I posted a photo on my Instagram today, actually, where last year I went to the Big Banana, which is a famous tourist attraction here in northern New South Wales, so sort of a regional area. And I really wanted to get a photo with a thong in front of the banana. And my mum, bless her, she's such a good sport. She took the photo for me.
Oh, so cool. I felt that.
I felt so amazed with my shorts off and sporting a gold thong in front of this banana. But
the mum was very proud of her baby boy.
Yeah, she was. She was. Bless her. She's the best.
She would have been like, I made those buns.
Exactly. But really no one cared there. So, yeah, it was pretty lucky in that regard.
Yeah, because I always hear about Sydney, Melbourne. I never hear about, Perth or anywhere on that side of the country because I'm like, what are they doing?
Yeah. So the other, the other thing to bear in mind, the places in Australia that tend to be more open-minded are in the south. So it's kind of too cold to really go to the beach much, like Victoria, Tasmania. WA, like where Perth is pretty relaxed, but I haven't really tested out trying a thong over there. It's pretty, what I will say is it's pretty sparse. So you go to a beach over there and there's no one for 100 meters. So I think it's fine. South Australia, where Adelaide is quite conservative. It's the city of churches. So it's the highest ratio of churches to population in the country. I probably wouldn't spot a thong on the beach there. It's more of a board shorts kind of place from my experience. And then in the north of the country, Queensland is kind of like our Florida. So it's very quite similar. So there's probably parts that are a bit more secluded, but that's where I've heard guys saying that they've received negative feedback wearing a thong on the beach.
Is your Queensland, like our Florida, filled with a bunch of old people too?
Uh-huh. Okay. It's like Florida in every way. Exactly. It's
including crocodiles, right? Well,
crocodiles, conservative, old people, the climate, everything. It's like,
wow.
but no South American influence. That's the only like Miami. So yeah, that's really the only difference.
It's just pretty white.
Yeah, no Latin flavor down there.
No Latin flavor. Yeah, that's right.
And what about your most famous beach in Sydney? Is it
Bondi?
Yeah. I was actually going to ask this question.
Because, you know, it's known up here for its Speedos and people wearing them. But, you know, are thongs the next frontier for it?
I think so. So I've worn a thong on Bondi. And, like, there's not that many. Well, I didn't see any other guys doing it the time that I was there doing it. But, yeah, it's definitely a Speedo capital. But it's also – it's pretty relaxed. So – and the other thing, the Latin influence, we have a lot of South Americans living in Sydney. And I was doing a photo shoot on the beach at Bondi on the weekend. And I think we stand to benefit from that Latin influence where they're – there's much more of a thong culture. They're much more relaxed in that regard. So I think it is the next frontier.
Yeah, I would actually say this. I would say that there's been quite a lot of migration to New Zealand from South America in the last 15 to 20 years. And I actually would say that Latin swimwear styles being worn by Latinos and Latinas have definitely influenced New Zealanders and their comfort levels and probably taken us on a bit of a journey as well.
Nice. Good to hear that. Yay. We love that. Especially when more men wear something amazing. Because when you look at Brazil, they're always in the sangas. And, you know, everyone wears them no matter what your age.
Yeah, totally.
And no one cares. It's kind of expected. If you, I had a friend go once and he's like, I wore shorts and they looked at me like I was crazy. I was like, as it should be. You should wear the local swimwear. Go get the sangha and you'll be happy. You're not showing everything off like a Speedo, but, you know, it's all good.
I know in a lot of public pools in France, you must wear a Speedo. They see board shorts as being unhygienic, which is interesting. I've never heard that before.
Oh, God, we need that here. Oh, my God. Please, please. Yeah, if only. Thank you, France. I'm not big on your cheeses, but thank you for the Speedo. Wow.
That's the thing. Like, Europe, it's amazing. Like, I lived in Germany for a while, and I just loved how, like, their Freikorps Kultur is, like, that sort of nudity in public spaces. Is so open there, and it just sets the scene for everything else. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's definitely a country I'm envious of in terms of they don't have those sort of shackles of conservative dress.
Well, we had JD Fitness on telling about his Greece vacation, which may come out before this. I don't know. Talking about his month in Greece where he wore, you know, Speedos almost the entire time and took a couple of thongs and, you know, he goes, I could wear them anywhere. No one batted an eye. There were a lot of younger guys in them. He was surprised to see. And then, you know, he goes, when I go to like Mykonos, where all the gay boys are, you know, you see the thongs, you see everything like that. But, you know, it's a lot more freeing over there than here and down there. And people just don't care, which is what we need more of.
In fact, one Christmas, I was with my family, and we went to this big indoor water park in Munich, and it was a nudity-only policy. Wow. So we had to split. It was a massive place. We're like, okay, if we see each other, like, just turn around and go the other direction.
Wow. That is very interesting. Because here, we've had several people try to go to a water park in Speedos, and it's like, oh, no, you can't wear those here. And it's like, wow. Seriously? Get over it. Because we've had several people say that. And I saw a guy just recently on YouTube go to one and wear Speedos, and it wasn't a big deal there. Because he went down all the water slides and everything. So it's kind of changing, but still what are you wearing? Why are you wearing that? You shouldn't be wearing that. Oh, and getting the attitude from the Karens.
Yeah. It's so interesting to hear you say that, because the only time in my life that someone has commented on what I'm wearing was when I was in a trip in the US driving through Tennessee. And it was It was the kid working in a Taco Bell commented on my t-shirt and he said, like, that's the weirdest shirt I've ever seen. Like, it's like, yeah, the only time that,
what did the t-shirt say?
It said, eat me.
Like, please. He's gone to the beach of Panama City. I know he has, and they have shirts that say that.
I mean, it was Tennessee, so let's just start there.
No offense to our Tennessee listeners who are gay, but you know what we're talking about. So, yeah, you know exactly what we're saying. Because, you know, Tennessee, if you're outside of Nashville or Knoxville, probably, maybe Memphis, it's like dueling banjos at times. It could be. So you take your life into your own hands with some of those people. Sorry, Tennessee. I'm just calling it the way I see it. And I'm from the South. So, yes, I can say this. I was born and raised in the South. Thank you.
I'm from the North and I say the same thing. So there you go.
So, yeah. So two of us, you know, I see it. Because if you go outside in Georgia, we got dueling banjos, too. Go up to the mountains. Telling you. No. It's crazy. And then don't even get me started on Alabama, Mississippi, and Arkansas. Oh, no. Sorry, I will not go there. I don't want to offend our listeners who are there. Bless your hearts. But yeah, it's crazy.
So we've talked quite a lot about public thonging, and I'm curious as what you guys, what your experience are in your countries about thong underwear for men. Here in New Zealand, any department store or whatever will always have thongs, you know, in the underwear section. And I try to, like, whenever I'm at the gym, like in the locker rooms, I try to make sure that I'm always, you know, in my thong walking around because I want other people to feel comfortable doing the same. And I wonder what your experiences are, everybody, in terms of what people are wearing underneath their jeans.
Up here, it's a good mix of things. And, you know, more guys are wearing, I think more wear thong underwear than swimwear, but they want to wear the thongs for sure. And it's going across gay, straight, and bi. There's a big group of straight men who love thongs, who can't get enough of them up here. And it's crazy up here how, you know, Chris can attest to this, in the last 5 years or more, thongs have just sort of exploded, and it's become one of the favorite styles of guys here, especially that follow the blog and stuff.
And I think a lot of that is they've realized that it's good for workout wear.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just like, you know, they don't have all the inconvenience or the uncomfortableness of the jock straps or the long boxer briefs or whatever. It's the range of motion is, you know, free and unencumbered. So I think that's part of what it is.
And something that I think particularly for straight guys that wear thong underwear is no one knows, right? And often, mm-hmm. I mean, I'll often find, you know, I'll normally wear a thong when I go out, you know, like with my friends. I won't tell anybody, but it kind of, it's a little confidence boost just for me.
And what about you, Aussie Bong Bro?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. It's a really good question because, like you say, yeah, no one knows. It's a little hard to tell. I guess I'm going from two sort of data points. One is like retail stores here. It's probably one area we are quite conservative, like in their ranging in sort of regular department stores and underwear stores. There's not a great range of thongs. Like if you look online, it's a whole other story again. There's such an amazing range of some great local brands. But I think I'm probably going more on what I hear people saying, and that's definitely resonates with what you guys have heard, that there's heaps of straight guys that are really into wearing thongs as well. And yeah, so I do get the sense it's a much more widespread thong underwear versus thong swimwear sort of prevalence. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, back in the 80s and early 90s, you could find thong underwear in the stores. But like now, it's you can't unless you're going to a specialty store that is like for male underwear.
Yeah, because I haven't really seen them often in department stores here.
Interesting. No. Here there'll be all of the major brands, you know, Calvin Klein and Armani, they normally have a thong in their range. And so if they're stocking those big international brands, they'll always be available here.
I think Calvin Klein is the only thong I've seen recently in stores. We have Armani in certain stores, but I don't think I've ever seen a thong, Armani thong in a store.
I don't know if
anyone. I don't think so either. I mean, maybe back in the day, but not recently.
They do.
I mean, you used to have Two Exist, and you used to have CN2, and you used to have.
Yeah, I remember those brands. Like, what happened to them?
All of those.
They're still going strong. They are? Yeah, they are. I think they're more focused on the U.S. market because they used to be in department stores, and I haven't been to a department store in a little while, so I haven't seen them. But they're both selling strong, still doing there. I think they moved all their stuff to their online retail e-commerce as opposed to putting it in different stores.
Physical stores, yeah.
Yeah, I think like that's the same. You can certainly still buy Two Exist and CN2 at department stores here, but it's like the most basic range. I guess it's the interesting stuff is what they're selling online,
because they've really redone a lot of their stuff in the last couple of years, and they're making more thongs, they're making more jocks and stuff, but you know, you never see them out at stores or anywhere. You normally just see it online.
I would surmise that it's the markup or the profit margin is so much higher when you're selling in your own online store than giving 50% or whatever it's going to be to a department store. And I think we've all realized that people have zero issues buying anything online now. Mm-hmm. I mentioned before, whenever I'm at Ladies Bay, this particular beach in Auckland in New Zealand, and someone will come up to me and they're like, where did you get this? Yeah, and they're often asking me if I got it from a physical store. And my answer is always online. And I'll tell them what brand it is, whether it's, you know, like End to End or Rick Majors or one of the other brands that I really, really like. But, and I can always see there's a little bit of disappointment in their face when they learn that I didn't buy it in a store and I don't have like some secret place that I go.
Do you have any underwear stores in New Zealand? Men's underwear stores, like specialty stores, smaller stores?
No, you can definitely get like, you know, sexy underwear at like adult shops, mm-hmm. you know, where they sell sex toys and all sorts of other things. But I don't think there are any male specific stores that I can think of in this country.
That sucks.
Yeah, when I think of the likes of, I mean, even over in Sydney, which is really the gay capital of the Southern Hemisphere, there's Daily Jocks and there are one or two on Oxford Street, but they're not as popular as they used to be, right?
Yeah, there's a few. There's probably, like, I'd say three or four in total here. But they're ranging everything from, like, party wear to gym stuff to underwear. So they're kind of having to spread themselves a little. But, I mean, I think we're pretty lucky in terms of, that availability. But, yeah, like you guys are saying, online is definitely where it's at in terms of the range and the innovation that you can see.
And I think a lot of guys some of them want to go in, but a lot of guys are too ashamed to go in and buy it in person. Because I know up here we have a ton of guys who 100% shop online. They will not go to a store. They don't want people to see what they're buying. And I'm like, you know, I prefer to go so I can feel it, touch it, see the colors, you know, as opposed to buying online if I could. But that's not really an option. So they just get to like, I don't want them to know I'm wearing a thong or wearing whatever and just freak out. And I'm just like, you know, I grew up buying it in the store. So, and the person doesn't care who's selling it to you.
Yeah. I think it definitely does take some bravery initially. And I suppose, if someone, if the online store's kind of a gateway, someone feeling more comfortable, then that's okay. Like if they've built their confidence and then they're more comfortable to go in to a physical store once they realize that it's just a garment, just a piece of fabric.
Oh, yeah. But some never do. It's like, okay. And a lot of the thongers that are out there never show it, so you don't really know they're thongers because they don't show pictures, don't even open up online, because I'm sure we have plenty of listeners who fall into that boat because they're not confident, they don't, you know, have an outlet. So I think that's another thing that hopefully will be changing in the years to come as thongs grow more and more popular amongst the guys. So who knows?
Yeah, I would like to think that men in general are just more comfortable being themselves, whatever that is in a general sense. And like I said before, you know, thongs are putting everything on display, and it really is shaking off all of the conservative, you know, shackles of Christian society, or, you know, whatever we grew up with in the West. And so the more that guys are comfortable expressing themselves in whatever way, shape, or form, whether it's a thong, a speedo, a jock strap, fetish wear, you know, spandex, whatever, I'm happy to see it.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good question. I'm really curious about this. I had a whole bunch of your listeners reach out to me after the last show we did, and I think it's something I'd love to hear more about, is like, of people that are wearing thongs kind of underneath but don't feel comfortable to do it in public. What is it that would help them feel more comfortable? Like, what do we need to do, perhaps as sort of thong ambassadors, or, you know, in the community more broadly to enable that for them?
That's what I was sort of referring to about the gym locker room, is that, because again, I've given up on all shame. I have none of it now. But I but I really hope that, you know, and maybe it's happened, that someone seeing me in my thong when I'm, you know, going to and from the shower or whatever, encourages them to think, oh, it's okay, I can do that too. And maybe give someone else a little bit of almost like permission to be who they really are.
Oh, yeah. And Chris is good at giving guys thongs to try and telling them. So he's been our thong ambassador for forever.
I love that.
Because somebody met you and was like, oh, my God, he had a bag of thongs. Oh, my goodness. And I don't remember who that was.
Said you.
I need someone to come to my parties with a bag of thongs. So
you literally carry a bag of thongs around? How do you do it? I'm inspired.
So when I go to the beach, I usually have a couple extra with me.
And you just convince your friends or whatever, like, hey, try this one. That's cool.
Yeah, I
like
that. Sometimes. Or I just do a costume change mid of the day, you know, whatever. But there was one time where, like, a bunch of people decided that they were going to try them. So we decided to meet at the beach, and I'm like, I'll just bring a bunch, and you can just whatever. One of those guys ended up buying it from me.
I love it.
I will say, on the couple of occasions where I've taken, you know, like, say, two or three thongs in my beach bag, and I've mentioned to, like, a friend that I've got one, and they volunteer to try it on, seeing how liberated they feel once they're, like I said, being given permission, like, those guys have the greatest beach day of their life when they, you know, the first thong day they ever have, they always really enjoy themselves.
See, that's what you need to do when you go to the beach, is take extra thongs with you. So when guys or your friends be like, here, try this, do this. So that's
well, I was going to say, I have so many thongs in my drawer that I could definitely got to start doing this, because I could definitely spare a few.
So if you see Aussie Thong Bro on the beach and you want to try a thong, hit him up next time.
Hit me up.
He'll take extras.
He'll have a bag for you.
Yeah.
That's what everyone needs to do now. If you're a thonger and you go, take extras so you can share the love, and you know, you may make new friends. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And convert a couple of boys into thongs. Because there were a lot of... I talked to a straight guy on... he's bi. He's married, though. And he wants to wear a thong when they go on vacation. And his wife's like, no, not even. Don't even think about it. So he's going to sneak off and wear a thong when he goes. So I was like, you go.
Yeah,
you
do that. Him. I love that he's... I mean, thonging in general, I think, is really just... You know, it's shaking off toxic masculinity. You know, it is really showing the world that you just fundamentally don't care about what society has told us that men are supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's a show coming up, too, is masculinity. Yay. So we're having that coming up. So we'll get in a deep discussion about masculinity and all the fun things around it. So stay tuned.
Well.
And I'm sure I'll hit everybody up to be on one of those soon, because it's going to be an ongoing series this year. masculinity and what does it mean? And yeah,
there is just so much to talk about. You are never going to run out of topics for the show.
No. No, I have about 50 on my list, and each, like, every time I sit down in front of my list, I'll be like, oh, there's another show we need to do. Oh, there's another one. Oh, yeah, let's do this. Oh, let's interview this person. Let's do that. It keeps growing and growing and growing and growing.
And do you find, like, every show you do, it asks, like, another 20 questions for another 20 different shows? Like,
well, usually it goes when we talk, because when I talk to you and I talk to Lee, I was like, you know, you'd be a good fit for this show, too, and you would be good on this. Oh, you brought up something totally different I didn't think about. So, yeah, let me work on that idea. And so, yeah, every show I do usually brings me at least one show idea or, you know, oh, you'd be really good on this show, Thong Show, or, you know, masculinity or something we're working on. So it's amazing.
Well, we're grateful to have you as the mastermind of all this to bring us together.
It's a lot of fun to do. This year's amazing. And Chris has been on the journey since almost the beginning. I know you were on early, but
not quite the beginning, but early.
You were early, and it's grown into something totally different than what it was. And I love what it's become. So we're going to keep doing it and keep having everyone on. Everyone who comes on has a great point of view. It's just amazing to get different perspectives around the world, not just from the States. My big goal is to have someone from Brazil, which I have yet to find someone. So if you're listening in Brazil, hit me up. I definitely want you on because I want to talk about your sanghas, your everything, your skimpy stuff you wear to carnival, you know, everything. So let's talk, people. And I guess we'll wrap it up there because we're over an hour. And, you know, we were supposed to have Andy, but Andy had technical issues. And we're so sad he couldn't join us. But he kind of gave up after, like, the 12th try of trying to connect. So, sorry, Andy. We'll have you on again soon. If you miss Andy, don't worry. He'll be back soon. So,
may I ask one final question for the group? I'll just start, actually. I was wondering what everybody's favorite, not just thong brand, but specifically a style within that brand is. And at the other end of the spectrum, is there a brand that you've put something on and you've looked in the mirror and you just thought, no, this is not it? For me, I would say everything from end-to-end bodywear that I put on. It fits me very, very well. I have learned that I need to buy one size up than what I would normally wear. So I normally wear a small, and I'm definitely not a small in end-to-end.
Yeah, they've screwed up their own sizing recently.
It's a very, very small fit. And I mentioned Calvin Klein before. I think the worst thong that I've ever put on was a department store Calvin Klein thong. It looked awful. It was just way too much fabric.
Oh, yeah. Does have that.
What about you, Aussie Thong Bro?
So real quick for me, I think I gave it away before. The Joe Snyder JS03 is my tanning thong, but kind of strange back with those. There's certain colorways that fit really well, and there's other colorways which are a completely different fit, which is the same style.
disappointing when you think you're getting one thing and you're right, being like, I've ordered this style before. Why it's not the same?
Super weird. So the way to tell is the ones with the embroidered Joe Snyder label up front are the ones that don't fit well. But yeah, that's my go-to. One of the brands which, like, I've been a bit disappointed by their thongs, but I like the brand in general, is JJ Malibu. They have a massive pouch, so it's a lot of fabric there. So if you can't fill that up, then just buy everywhere. Yeah, it's one that hasn't fit me very well.
What about you, Chris?
I mean, no surprise about this. It's going to be the Skinswear M77.
Yes.
For me, that, like, just fits me perfectly. It's amazing. I will say, check the size chart, though, because it is not a standard size, small, medium, large. They have, their sizing is a little skewed.
Mm-hmm.
So check that. But it fits true to size once you pick the right size for your waist. As far as one that I don't like, I'm going to say Clever.
Okay.
Interesting. I haven't tried their thongs. I do have a lot of their briefs, which I think fit really well. What are their thongs like?
So for me, the pouch is like way too generous and roomy. There's just far too much up there. And then the back, it's almost like it's a half cut. There's just way too much fabric in back too.
That's been my concern whenever I've seen them online, is I'm like, is this a thong? It looks more like a 3/4 kind of cut.
Yeah.
I think the thing with Clever, because I have a couple that I really like from them, but I think their range is very diverse.
Yeah.
So it's sort of it's a bit hard to tell.
Well, they just started doing the thongs without the big waistbands in the last year. Because before, all their thongs had, like, you know, the 1.5-inch waistband, and it had the bigger back. So I think they're finally catching on with some of their newer stuff without the waistbands. So we'll have to see what they do. Yeah.
That must be it.
It's the ones without the waistband look a lot better to me and look more like thongs than, you know, just sort of, it's there.
Like the other brand that is very popular, but I've been very disappointed by the thong every time, is Aussie Bum.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can.
They need to stick to briefs. They can't do a thong for to save their life.
I've definitely ordered a few Aussie Bomb thongs over the years and never been pleased with the outcome, which is really sad because it's such a great brand otherwise. You know, their Speedos are absolutely fantastic. Fit me perfectly.
Yeah.
It can be really touch and go with Aussie Bum. Yeah, okay, I love the brand, but I've not found the thongs to really land for me.
You guys tried any of the other brands, the Aussie brands? Like, I guess there's DJ, and there's Cock Socks, and there's Aussie Tog.
Aussie Tog.
Yeah, I've got a couple of Cock Socks, and they're kind of random. Like, I've got a stringer sort of one. It's actually a US flag pattern. So I find those to be really comfortable. There's a Teammate range as well, and I really like those, both the look and the fit. I haven't tried those other brands, but I should check those out.
Yeah, I would say I really rate Teammate as well. I know they've got there's a store in Surrey Hills in Sydney that whenever I'm in town, I try and go by, not just for thongs, because they've just got a really great range of activewear in general, but that stuff is very well made and wash. For me, all underwear, activewear, I judge the quality on how well it washes time after time, and Teammate washes really well.
I think you guys down in Australia have the most amazing men's underwear market, because you have so many brands just popping up and making swimwear and making underwear. But it's like you guys a lot of the brands were late to the thongs, because I remember talking to some of the brands I knew, and it's like, you know, thongs are huge. And they're like, what? It's like, yeah, everyone up here is wearing them. And they're just like, really? And I'm going, yeah. So it was like, it wasn't even on their radar for a while. So
it is crazy. I was just doing a Speedos photo shoot on the weekend, and there were so many brands. It's like, you'd think that swimwear is our, like, main export. That's gone a little crazy. But it's the last thing I'll say with the fit is I've gotten very spoiled recently, and I found an awesome guy in the US. He's called Disney Sitcher on Instagram.
Yeah.
And he sews custom thongs. He is a gem. So
I've heard of this guy. I think maybe you told him it. This is the guy that the ex-Disney guy, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chris, you have a bunch from him, don't you?
Oh, I have a ton from him. than I should, probably.
Someone send me a link. I'd love to check them out.
There's not really a link. It's more of just message him on Instagram.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then he'll make things for you.
I was going to get a pair, and then I had issues with the money. So I was like, I can't do it right now. So I have to come back to you. Everyone breaks.
Reasonable too. Because it's like, I think he's selling them right around $2 for $50 at the moment.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That's
like shipping to wherever you are. I don't know what shipping to Australia and New Zealand would be, but I know shipping in the U.S. is fairly cheap.
About 20.
It was about 20, yeah. 25 US to Australia. But overall, just like, yeah, great experience, like nicest guy. And the fit was just, yeah, it's really hard to buy off the shelf ones now after that.
Yeah, because his
That's my trouble too, is that I tend to buy a lot of the custom made now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's very like, okay, give me your measurements. And if you give it to me wrong, it's going to be made wrong. And mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, mad respect to you because you know how to make them.
100%.
So yeah, amazing. Amazing. No,
I'm going to have to try them.
You'll have to get some imported. You'll have to contact him and get you some thongs made. And then you can have a Disney Stitcher thong day. We just have to get Chris down south.
We definitely got to do that.
We'll get him to Australia. We'll get him to Sydney.
Yes, please.
And if he's got to go.
You're welcome anytime.
If he's got to go, I got to go, people. So hit that Patreon up so we can go to Australia. just saying. And Chris needs new thongs to go and a new bag to put his thongs in. So, you know, hit the Patreon up and just keep on going so we can go to Australia.
We're rolling the red carpet after you guys.
Yeah.
Is my 1,200 aren't enough, right, Tim?
Exactly. No, you need more. I always encourage everyone to buy more. And it drives everyone into crazy because they hit me up. It's like, should I buy this? I'm like, yes, you should buy that. No. They're like, you should tell me no. And I'm like, well, you came to the wrong person. Talk to your husband. If you want to know. I said, you only have a problem of storage. You don't have a problem having too many. It's a storage issue.
And in all fairness, the storage in thongs is pretty minimal.
Yeah,
they don't take up a lot of space.
Well, even bikinis.
They do when you get enough.
Okay, I don't have 1,200, so I can't quite beat that.
But it's better than having 1,200 pairs of jeans.
Yeah,
that's so true.
So it's not too bad. And bikinis and thongs and jocks are kind of small, so you can cram a lot in. And we're going to have a show about storage because we've had several people ask about storage. And so I'm working on finding – I'm going to have to get Chris on that show since 1,200 because I think the last time I checked you had – I forget how many you had. But it wasn't 1,200, so we'll talk later. And we'll get our other guests on other shows. I've already schemed in my mind after I recorded their first shows what I'm going to have them on. So I guess we'll wrap it up there. You got an extra long thong show, people. So enjoy your long thong show. I do not know the topic next month, but we will come up with something. If you have a favorite long topic, hit us up and we will gladly talk about it. I have plenty of thongers to choose from. So many people want to come on this show and talk thongs. So we have no problem getting thongers on. So tell everyone where they can find you, Chris.
On Instagram, it's at thongs.a to z. And on Twitter or X, it's thongsavant.
Go follow him if you don't already, because he has tons of thong content. Because that's pretty much all he wears now. Go follow him. And yes, Coach, where can they find you online?
Instagram is probably easiest. So it's yescoach85, as in 1985, the year I was born.
And go follow him. And he has a link probably to everywhere else he's at.
Mm-hmm.
And Aussie Thong Bro.
I am on aussiethongbro.com. My own Instagram is AusThongBro2. So AusThongBro2. But yeah, AussieThongBro.com's got all my links.
So go follow all of them. You will not be disappointed because they're all amazing and post incredible pictures. And I know Chris has a thonger weekend coming up sometime soon in one of them.
Early June.
June. Okay. I can't remember what's what. So go follow him and learn about, is that Sunsplash in June?
No, Sunsplash is in July in Baltimore.
Oh, okay. So Palm Springs is first. Okay.
Yes.
So follow him and you'll see all the thonger fun that weekend, and follow everyone else. See fun down under because they're in summer while we're in our winter. So, you know, there's nothing to beat about that. So
the tides will turn very soon and we'll all be jealous of when come June and July. Maybe I'll be out into Palm Springs.
And then we'll be like, oh, it's so hot here. I'll be complaining to Aussie Thumbro. It's like the humidity was 100% today. Well, thank you, boys, for coming. I'm still sad about Andy, but, you know, Andy's will be back. have a... What's that?
Thanks so much for having us. Great to chat with you guys.
Great to have all of you. And we'll have a thong show for you next month and more podcasts coming this month and beyond. Have a great week, everyone, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to our show. If you like what you hear, consider supporting us at Patreon at patreon.com/UNBblog. Follow us on social media. You can follow the blog at UNBblog on Twitter and Instagram. Read the blog at UNBblog.com. Also follow me if you like art or anything else fun in underwear at UNBTim on Instagram and also Twitter. Thanks for listening, and we'll have more podcasts at you very soon. Bye.